and join us for 21st century nutrition. And what is that? Well, it's not the degenerate nutrition of the 20th century. When the 20th century began, we were using white flour and white sugar, and we were degrading the great health of this nation. In 1905, the United States of America was one of the strongest nations the planet has ever seen. Less than 5% of the nation was chronically ill. Wow, what a powerhouse. 2005, 100 years later, we are one of the weakest nations. 53% are chronically ill. Wow. So we need to make some changes, don't we? And desperately, desperately we do. And what happened with the 20th century? We were getting sicker, so we invented a new science called biochemistry. And we began discovering key nutrients. And we all believed in studying the biochemistry. We'd find all the nutrients. We'd throw them together in a liquid or a jar and give them to you, and we wouldn't need food anymore. Absolutely false. What we learned was that the food has a body of light, a DNA, and without it, when we consume something that masquerades as a nutrient that does not have this DNA, this fingerprint of God, what happens is the body does all the work, but the cell is damaged long term. And we have the great quantum physicist Fritz Albert Popp to thank for this spectacular discovery he made in the early 1970s. No one in America seems to be aware that this is the case, and so we're still manufacturing 1950 nutrition. And what's 1950 nutrition? That is these great nutritional discoveries of the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s were emasculated by finding a way to produce the compound from a dead source, a non-live source. And so most of our B vitamins are this way right now, if not all, because they are not made from a living source. They do not have a body of light. They do not have DNA. We do not sell any B vitamins like that. We do not manufacture any. We have one product that is not a live source, and that's for testing only. That's called zinc assay. So what we've tried to do when we learned the work of Fritz Popp is to take nutrition to the 21st century. We discovered his work as a result of illness that I had in my lungs. We discovered that in about 1992 or 3. By 94, we began changing all the products we made to living source. And I challenge you to try a live source vitamin like a B-complex and see the difference you feel and experience, even in comparison to one that supposedly has hundreds of milligrams more of the same compound. No comparison. Hands down, the body knows live source versus non-live source. Live source is the 21st century. Live source is manipulating your biofield, erasing these scars and traumas that slowly but relentlessly destroy the organ or gland to which they target by choking off the healthy energy flow to that organ or gland. Wow. So 21st century, you got live source nutrition only. You've got the ability to manipulate the field using the therapies of the ancients, mud packs, medibody packs. So jump all over this, learn this, tell a friend, change the way your life is going for the better.